Hello, this is Michael Fanning, and I'm the host of the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our quick form podcast where we'll talk to Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light. In each episode, we'll talk to real estate professionals to learn what they have done that have allowed them to be better than they were yesterday. Please enjoy our podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, and I'm the host of the Windermere Coaching Minute. And this is our podcast where we talk to Windermere agents and brokers and managers who have done some really significant things in their life for work-life balance and for client service and just working the strategies of Ninja. And today I'm extremely excited because I have Shay Ryan Blakesley with us. And I said that right? Blakesley. There you go.
Yeah, got it.
S and E's in there. And she is with us from the Windermere Columbia River Gorge. How you doing, Shay?
I'm doing great, Michael. We have some lovely weather here today. Hopefully we'll stop snowing. It's April.
Snowing right now?
No, not right now, but we did get a few flurries over the weekend.
Okay. Yeah, it was really cold this weekend. It was strange. Yeah. Well, hey, for our listeners who may not know where the Columbia River Gorge is, why don't you just geographically just kind of tell us your location?
Yeah, totally. So we are about 40-ish minutes to an hour away from Portland, heading east. And the cool part about our brokerage in specific is that we actually have multiple offices throughout what we call the gorge. So we have offices in Stevenson on the Washington side, all the way down to Goldendale on the Washington side, from Cascade Locks Hood River on the Oregon side to the Dalles on the Oregon side as well.
And it's a beautiful area. If you haven't been there, you got to go check it out because it's pretty.
Yep. Yep. We sit nestled in between Mount Adams and Mount Hood.
Yeah. I love it there. And you get some wind.
We get some wind, but you make up for it with the wine too.
Well, you know, today we're going to name this podcast, and I was joking around with Shay on this. It's called When the Student is Ready, the Teacher Will Appear. And the reason I say that is because, Shay, you got your license in 2019, the fall of 2019. You took a Ninja installation in 2021. And prior to that, Kim Salverson had basically hired me to do coaching for the office prior to that Ninja where we were coaching you. And I mean, and you were doing well, you were kicking along. And then all of a sudden kind of life happens. And all of a sudden you took kind of the tools that you learned through Ninja and some of the other things where you're, you know, getting yourself a daily dose of just inspiration. But and all of a sudden you changed and shifted gears. And I always say that Ninja is really, really great when things are going good, but not so great when things go sideways or go bad. And for those listeners that are here, we had a phenomenal owner. Her name was Kim Salverson. How long, Kim had been with Windermere for, gosh, I was trying to go back and remember how long, but as long as I can remember, she was with us.
Yeah, I don't know the exact date either, but I know that, I mean, it had been a while.
It had been a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phenomenal person. And in January, we lost her to battle of cancer, right?
Yep. Yeah. So, go ahead.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, where you were and then kind of now how there's a shift in what you're doing and what's happening. I mean, just kind of walk me through that.
Yeah. So like you said, I got my license in 2019 mm-hmm. and was coming off of being a stay-at-home mom. My youngest had just turned 2 and I was so ready to get back into a career. Previously I had worked in corporate America in the product industry. And one of the reasons I left is after, you know, starting a family was I couldn't find work-life balance.
Right. It just,
like I'm very type A and it was a struggle for me. But I love working and I love the team aspect of corporate America. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so when I decided to take a step back from being a stay-at-home mom and basically be able to redefine myself in a new career, I knew real estate was where I wanted to go. And so I got my license 2019, COVID hit, pandemic. COVID hit. And it was like, okay, so not quite what I had expected. And during that time, Kim was nice enough to bring you on as a coach, like you said, for our brokerage, for anyone who wanted to do it. And I participated. So I actually went through coaching and was exposed to the Ninja principles through that. Right. Prior to actually taking a Ninja installation with you. So then I took the Ninja installation in the fall of 21. And that is when I say like it all just like lined up for me and clicked. Right. And so it was like, I was given these tools on how to like be a good agent and service my client and do all the things. But more importantly, I was like given these like life tools that I was so desperately looking for. And, you know, having a younger family, I would say at that point, my husband and I were like still underwater. Like, it, like you could see the surface, yeah, but like, you know, maybe we had a straw sticking out. And, you know, Michael, like I didn't have a morning routine. It was like getting up with the kids was just like a shit show for all intents and purposes.
Well, I can remember, I even recall before you took installation, we were on the coaching calls and I was trying to work with you guys on routines. And I can remember there'd be some mornings you're like, oh my gosh, I'm dragging.
Yeah.
And then some mornings you're like, oh my God, I did it. It was great. But I mean, yeah, it's getting that, like learning those things.
Yeah. And so the Ninja installation again was just like where it all clicked. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get my Ninja planner. Yep. And start running my days, like not letting my days run me. And literally, like I've been committed to it for the last 2 years, more like probably a year and a half.
Yep.
And a year ago, almost to the day, I went to Kim Salveson and Kim Chamness. Mm-hmm. And just said, hey, I want to play up. Like I want to have a bigger role in the brokerage and the success of the brokerage and the agents. I love being a part of the bigger picture. And with real estate, you know, as a real estate agent, like you are an independent contractor. And while you're part of a brokerage, like you still are kind of your own entity. And I had really missed that like bigger picture part and contributing to the success, not just of myself, but the people around me.
Right.
And I love that concept of playing up and pushing yourself, surrounding yourself with people who will push you. And that was Kim Salveson and Kim Chamness for me. Like they would always say, like, we know you can do this, whether you know you can do it or not. Right. You know?
Well, and I will say the one thing I loved about Kim, well, both Kims, Kim Salveson, as well as Kim Chamness, is that their commitment to culture and commitment to family.
Yes.
You could feel that through their offices. I mean, when your groups would show up for events, right? You could just see the love and the togetherness. And I think that's huge. Yeah. Because it also helps people to realize their true potential.
Yeah. And, you know, going back to the Ninja and the concepts and the skills that are taught through that, like, I feel like y'all need to rename it and take the selling out of it.
Because right.
It really, like, Michael, I've shared a lot of the practices, you know, more of the kind of personal practices right. with some of my girlfriends who still work in corporate that, mm-hmm. you know, I've stayed friends with, like the gratitudes, like I've gifted the 5-minute journal app to so many people. And you know, my husband and I now, like when I did my business planning for 2023, we sat down together and did our life list together.
I love it.
And when I did your business planning, I also did the Ninja business planning because yep. I wanted to see how they compared. And then we also did, I led the business planning within our brokerage for any of the agents who wanted to participate. And you know, I encourage them to, you know, bring their kids into the conversation if it was appropriate and bring their partners into the conversation if it's appropriate. And you know, it's like little things like that where you're just really honing in on your whys, and it makes when you come into the office so much clearer.
Exactly. Well, and you know, if you really think about it, in the world of business planning in particular, there's very, and I think the studies show between 5 and 10% of people even sit down. I mean, they'll do a lot of stuff when it comes to the business. You know, what are we going to make? We're going to do our taxes. We're going to do this. But it really comes down to life planning, which is a different aspect of it. It's like, you know, we only have a certain amount of time on this planet. And are you doing the things you want to do in your life? And if you've got a family and you're not collectively talking about that together, it's very, very difficult for everybody to go down the same path.
Yeah.
And I think it's huge. And I think it's important because it also, we help each other out, because there's going to be times when you're maybe not feeling so great and your husband's going to pick you up and vice versa, or your kids aren't doing so great. I mean, but when we're all collectively working together and we're having a yearly meeting where we're saying, hey, let's talk about it. And what are we going to do? Where do we want to go? It's amazing just how much richer those relationships become as well.
Oh, totally. I feel like, my husband and I we've like gone to another level in our relationship. We've been together for almost, 16 years. And I like attribute a lot of it. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I attribute a lot of it to where I'm at personally, because of what I'm learning with Ninja and being able to have these tools to have some work-life balance. It obviously makes me a better partner. It makes me a better parent. It makes me a better friend. And of course I have those days where I completely don't practice what I preach.
Right. We all do.
But when I do, I can come back to I know what I need to be doing. And so it's a very empowering feeling versus feeling like I'm just like floundering through life and through my career. So.
Right. Well, and one of the things that I love, and this is something that I really speak to a lot in terms of being a leader, specifically in the world of Windermere, where we have managers and owners. You know, so you're now stepping into this role of, you got your broker's license now, and now you're starting to, do more of education and do more helping other brokers to be successful. You know, and I always say you got to practice what you preach. And I think that's a big thing, because I see a lot of times I'll see people say, well, I want my agents or my agent population to do this stuff. And the first question I ask is, I say, okay, tell me this. Are you doing it?
Right? Yeah.
If you're going to tell people to get a morning routine, do you have a morning routine? If you're going to tell people to show up for work, are you showing up for work? If you're going to tell people to business plan, are you business planning? Because, it's really, really hard to follow somebody if they say, hey, don't do as I do, but do as I say.
Yeah.
That just doesn't work. I mean, and you have kids. I mean, what kids will hold you to it. They go, well, you don't do it, mom. Why do I have to do it? Right.
Yeah. They'll be the first to call you out.
So, I mean, talk to me a little bit about that, because now you are taking on, with everything going on over there, you're taking on a leadership role now. I mean, and I think you gain respect because you're showing up that way. And not that you're doing it perfectly, because we don't, but you're doing it consistently.
Yeah, no, I 100%. And that, you have to use the tools and the practices to know how effective they are.
Right.
And be able to when someone does say, well, this isn't working for me, then I feel like you can have a more real conversation about how it's worked for you and how maybe they should maybe try it a different way.
Exactly.
Give it another shot. And then if it doesn't work again, hey, let's revisit it and see what maybe we need to tweak specifically to you. But I think that it's, especially when newer agents come on and it's like they get busy immediately, and the first 3 to 6 months of that, when they're just like, it's like all coming at them, to be able to, when they come to you and they're like, I'm so burnt out. I don't even know what just happened the last 6 months. And then you can say, okay, let's take a step back and let's just start doing a few of these things that you think you might, might help you, and see if we can get you into a better, work-life balance.
Right. And I've seen there's been a tremendous amount of your agents in your company that have gone through installations. Cause I remember seeing both Kims at the end every time show up with flowers and talk to me a little bit about that. Cause your organization actually sends the agents through installation, correct?
That is correct. You know, Michael, I think it's interesting that it took, you know, getting into an independent contractor situation into real estate for me to, like, you know, have access to Ninja. And, you know, I commend Windermere, both our brokerage, the Kims, and Bigger Windermere for investing in it and for really, you know, making it an experience for our agents. And, you know, the Kims believe so strongly in what we learn in Ninja that they pay for our agents to participate. And there, you know, there are expectations though for what those agents will do over the next 2 years. And, you know, so there's definitely a level of accountability, which I think is awesome. Like, I just don't think it should be this like thing that's given and then.
Right. No, yes, skin in the game.
Exactly. They totally have skin in the game. But you know, like the fact that Windermere, like we have you as a resource and we have our Fridays with Fannings. Like I watched my Fridays with Fannings last week and I was like, oh, got to get back into my calls and my property reviews. And thank you, Michael, for reminding me.
That was a fun one to do.
And I don't, you know, again, like it's, how many people would think to do business planning as an independent contractor? Right. I, you know, but then you've got y'all, you've got Larry Kendall as a resource that, right, that helps remind us that, hey, these are the things that you need to do because you are running a business.
Right. Well, and the thing I love too, is that you've been through it and you found that it works in your life. And so now you're taking a leadership role. So now you're rolling into that accountability side, because this is another big key piece that I want our listeners to hear specifically in the Windermere world, is that, you know, you can't just say, hey, they're going to Ninja, they're going to get the tools, they're going to come back and they're going to be amazing.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. We give them the tools for 4 days. They come back to the office. Now, as the office have people that are vested in that path that say, hey, let's help you stay on that path.
Yeah. Well, and that's where, like, in our brokerage specifically, like, I come into play. So Kim Chamness and I switch off every other week where I'll lead like a Ninja skills group. Mm-hmm. Topic of, you know, like I basically took that list that we got from Ninja of like, hey, you want to do a Ninja skills group in your brokerage? Here's some things you can cover. And then Kim Chamness runs like a new agent training. So it's, you know, getting the agents onboarded with tools or, you know, whatever it is. Or just talking about weird things that happened in transactions over the last week. And, you know, there's an expectation from our brokerage if the agents do attend Ninja that they're coming to those meetings every week on top of the office meetings.
Office meetings, right.
Yep. So these are just like the trainings and they have to commit to doing that for 2 years. So it's, you know, I think it's it helps create a level of consistency,
right,
among our agents. And again, I go back to that, like playing up, like surrounding yourself with these people who are better than you and who are the experts in the industry. And, you know, our brokerage is, we've got some top-notch agents.
Right. Well, and I think too, it also, it self-selects, well, people self-select if they're not playing at that level of the game.
Yeah.
And you also start creating a culture where, you know, average isn't the norm. It's let's take it to the next level. And, you know, and that helps you to grow. It helps you to recruit. It also helps you to have a better culture. Let's face it. You know, the fact that you guys are so family-like and so fun when I engage with your group is because you guys are all doing things more consistently together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and like I mentioned, you know, we operate as one big brokerage essentially, but we have two states involved. We've got Oregon and Washington. So a lot of our agents are dual licensed like myself. And then we also span a pretty, you know, wide distance, both, you know, in mileage and then also just from who are, you know, the areas that we're servicing, the communities we're servicing. But again, we operate as one big brokerage. And so for us to all kind of like come together and making sure that there is that continuity between all of our agents and understanding in how the brokerage is going to be run and the expectations, and then the tools that are available to us, right, you know, because of Windermere or Ninja. So,
how has just the training and everything that you're doing, how has it impacted your business? I mean, obviously your business has been growing.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to you, it seems like you're doing more, you're doing more, you're doing more.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, for me, it's become more of like the relationships I'm building amongst my peers, mm-hmm, and how, you know, I guess there's just like a level of respect that, yeah, that is gained, as well. And so I get pulled into different conversations, and, you know, I'll have an agent come to me and ask for help on building, you know, their listing, presentation or listing, mm-hmm, packet. And to me, that's like, that's the part I love, because it's like, right, I get to help elevate my peers,
right,
and make sure that what their clients are experiencing is consistent with the brokerage. So, exactly. Yeah.
Well, if you were going to give two pieces of advice, one to people, agents, right? So if they're listening right now saying, well, you know, is this Ninja thing really what it's cracked up to be? What would be your piece of advice for them?
100%. It is worth every single penny. It's worth every single minute that you're sitting through the installation, and then the additional follow-up and whatnot that you'll have. Because it's, again, it ends up becoming more of a holistic,
yeah,
experience. It's not just about how do I become a better agent. It's really, right, about how do I become a better person. And again, like, it has really been a game changer for me. Like, I 100% drank the Ninja Kool-Aid.
Well, and I do remember it too, because I remember the ups and downs too, just because I was talking to you on a regular basis when we were doing coaching, yeah, and then we stayed in contact. But yeah, and I think, and it goes back to what I said at the beginning. I think that, you know, it's great to have strategies and systems and processes when things are going great and it's easy to do. It's when things get difficult or we have things that are thrown at us in life where all of a sudden, you know, like in your case, I mean, a dear friend, a person that you've known forever, you know, when you guys lose like your leader and a friend and a family member, and it's like, okay, how do we deal with that?
Yeah.
That's where, you know, morning routines and mindset and affirmations and having support in your family and having good relationships, that's how we weather the storm, because life has ups and downs.
Yep. Well, and I know you guys, you talk a lot about, like, you know, you talk to Ninja agents, and you're like, okay, if you could have two things, you know, only two things, what would those two things be? And the answer is usually what, property reviews and like phone calls, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I agree with that 100%. From a personal standpoint, I would say the two things I have to have in my life that Ninja gave me are my gratitudes.
Yes.
And my morning routine.
Right. Like,
those have been
game changers. And how many kids do you have?
Three.
And what are the ages?
5, 7, and 9.
Yeah. So you need a morning routine like nobody's business.
No. And I remember being on that coaching call with you, Michael, and being so like, I was so kind of like resistant.
Right.
And you were just like, Shay, like, you, and I don't, I could probably find the recording that I have them saved. And you were just like, you know, a morning routine is crucial. It's crucial. At that point in my life, my youngest was 2 and he still wasn't sleeping through the night. So it was like a little hard for me to like, the concept of getting up at 5 was a right. little difficult, but I am a 100% member of the 5 a.m. club now.
Yeah.
And that was one thing I told myself just this year to do. Like, I was like, you and Doug talk about it all the time. It was fully yep. you and Doug who inspired me to do this. And it is like, it has been amazing. And, yeah. and I just like, for me, the gratitudes and the morning routine, those are the things that I would never want someone to take away from me, because right. they make me a better agent. They make me a better partner. They make me a better mother. And it makes me feel like I actually, you know, have some control over myself. Right.
I love it. Well, and, you know, I was listening to a podcast with Brendon Burchard, and he said, you know, 5% of the population even run any type of routine. I mean, most people, you know, they kind of get up reactionary and then they just dive into their day and they hope it goes well. And it's amazing. Those two things, like if you just took those two things, you say, hey, I'm going to get up early and do gratitudes. Just that by itself is amazing on the mindset and the intention it gives you for the day.
100%. Yep. Yeah.
And so last question, if you were coming at it from a broker standpoint, and these are the brokers that are listening today, what would be your advice for them? You know, as they, you know, cause I love it. Cause you've been through an installation. You know, what would be your advice for the brokers? Meaning, hey, how do we get more of our people to be on this path?
You know, I think I love what Kim Salveson and now Kim and Rachel are committed to, and that they will cover the cost. Mm-hmm. For a newer agent, because it's like you're investing in them,
right?
And they're in turn investing in their career. And, you know, I think there was a, I can't remember if it was an email or a talk that you had done recently, maybe, Michael, in regards to should an agent do Ninja right off the bat, right? Or should they wait? And I believe that they should do it right off the bat, because I remember like going through coaching with you and being on, you know, Windermere Hub and seeing Ninja, and it like and being talked about within our brokerage, and being like, I don't quite understand it. And it's, you have to go through the installation for it to all click.
All for all.
Yeah. And I just think like setting up a newer agent to succeed right away with work-life balance, it's gonna help them run their business better. So
yeah, that's, I gotta say, that's the key. That's one of the cornerstones of making sure you build a solid foundation, is because so many times I see what happen is we come to a brokerage and they go, okay, you're going to start doing real estate, and they're throwing, you know, contracts and negotiations and all this stuff, but they don't have a solid routine. And so they just get off course, and then, you know, they slowly get more off course. And it gets really, you know, mind consuming in terms of this, like, what do I do now? And I don't have a system. And I think from what I'm hearing is like, doesn't matter when they are, but send them through, but then have a good foundation when they come back to the office.
Yeah.
So, now that you've gone through this, let's now start working with you to make this happen. And I love the fact that Kim took us up on the coaching, because I think that also did lay a groundwork for the people that were maybe weren't sure that had come back, that had taken it a little bit, you know, further out than you had.
Yeah.
They now kind of put all the pieces together for me again, and let's walk through it one more time.
Yeah. Well, and I do think, again, I only know what I know from the way we run it here. And of course, I think it's like the best way. but I think having the trainings and like the Ninja Skills group and having, you know, kind of like you said, it's like you've got the foundation, but then you're like, you keep laying the bricks on it. Because it's like, you could send them to a Ninja installation, but then if there's no, like, there's no follow-up, there's no reminder. And we have some amazing, you know, roundtables and discussions in our Ninja Skills group.
Right.
And it's like to, and it empowers some of these newer agents. Like, I love asking, you know, like we'll do a marketing, hey, let's all bring our marketing calendars, spreadsheets in, and see what everyone's planning to do, and get some ideas from each other. And I love when a newer agent comes in with some really like fresh, cool ideas, or maybe they've completely like redone the template, you know, whatever it is. And it's like, you get to elevate them and let them teach and give them a voice. And we've seen a couple of our agents just really step up. And one of the things I love a lot about our brokerage is we're all very collaborative, and there's not like a, hey, I'm not going to share this with you because, you know, we're going to be competing at some point. It is super collaborative. And that those training sessions and Ninja Skills groups really just drive home that concept of collaboration. So.
Well, and that's, you know, one of the tenets right out of Ninja is the win-win philosophy, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think it was that saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I think that, you know, and I loved it. Both the Kims promoted that. And now your mindset bringing to the table, Rachel, same type of thing. And so you guys are doing a great job. So I commend you guys for doing that. And I also thank you for reaching out, because when I read your email, for those that are listening, Shay sent me an email after the passing of Kim Salverson and just kind of said, hey, here's what's going on. I said, wow, this would be a good podcast. So thanks for stepping up and doing this with me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you having me on and letting me chat.
And hey, if our listeners want to get a hold of you, it's the best way is your phone number, which is, I got 503-819-6419.
Yep, that's correct.
Or they can also email you at, if you're listening here, srblakeslee@windermere.com. And I'll put that into the, chat as well. Or I mean, in the show notes, so everybody can see it.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. Any good last word? Oh, wait, I did have a question for you. You noted in here, you're obsessed with Roxy Nafusi. What is that?
So, well, she is an author and she wrote this book called Manifest.
Okay.
And if you have not read it.
I haven't.
Oh my, okay. Well, I know what I'm sending you after this. There are so many. So she basically breaks down the concept of manifesting into 7 steps, which I love me like a good 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And so many of the steps, Michael, are parallel to what we learn in Ninja. And so that was like, I was driving, listening to my manifest book on Audible in my car, and you popped into my head and I was like, I got to email him. Because I was like, if he hasn't read this book, he's got to.
I haven't read it. And I love the fact that it's 7 steps.
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to. It's awesome. But yes, that was actually what spurred my reach out to you.
Well, I so appreciate it. And thank you so much for reaching out to me. Right. And again, thank you for being on this. And for our listeners, hopefully you guys found this useful, found this information helpful. If you did, please feel free to share it. We're always grateful to have people on our podcast. And by the way, if you're listening and you think you could be on our podcast, reach out to me at fanning@windermere.com. Shay, hey, thank you again for being on. I really appreciate it. And have a great rest of your week, by the way. And hopefully it warms up in the gorge.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, I thank you so much for having me. And I appreciate you giving us a platform to talk about all these fun things.
Absolutely. And when you see Kim Chanmas, we say hi and say hi to Rachel for me as well.
I sure will.
All right. And everybody, we'll always end these like we always do by saying be awesome, help somebody, and make it a great day. Well, we want to thank you for listening to our Windermere Coaching Minute. We hope you found this content helpful. If you did, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. And we'll always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody, and make it a great day.